Belated happy birthday to you.
Yes.
Thank you,
Nozomi. And happy birthday to you. And
okay.
On Nozomi's WhatsApp, we are driving. Yeah, we are driving back home. I think we just, 15 minutes ago or 10 minutes ago, we started to drive back from Haridwar area, about less than 200 miles to go reach home. We have been having wonderful time visiting fellowships from 28th of March. Yesterday's fellowship was the last one, but a day before we were in the foothills of Himalaya Mountains at Rajpur. It's already on the mountain kind of area, Rajpur, at Christian Retreat and Study Center. The last fellowship there was on the 31st, Ram Singh's fellowship. Nozomi and I, or basically Nozomi wanted on the 31st evening that we go to a five-star hotel, which is nearby. Really nice hotel, just 10 minutes drive from there. So instead of staying the last evening at this CRSC, Christian Retreat and Study Center, we decided to stay at this luxurious hotel. So we decided that. Ram Singh's meeting completed around 4 p.m. and said goodbye to everyone, and we left for this wonderful hotel. From the hotel room, I can see beautiful mountains, hills. We are at the Nozomi's room and my room at the view of the mountains and also sunset view. The hotel, not the manager, but one who deals with the customers, five-star, you know, really that kind of hotel. So they come and then explain, make you feel really good. So, and we, in the evening, went to the, what's the name
high
of?
High tea.
High tea, okay, before. Oh, yeah, before tea. Evening. There was a high tea, they call it high tea, maybe British thing.
Yeah.
And they have a music band and
tea and snacks,
that kind of thing. And a beautiful view, 360 degrees. And then in the evening, we decided to sit at the malt bar. So malt. Scotch, I think, yeah. Malt bar. I was thinking, why did they call malt? Nozomi said, must be this reason. But we had the
old fashioned.
Old fashioned is American. Uh-huh. Yeah, bourbon, yes, American. At the malt bar, supposed to be Scotch, we had American bourbon. And then dinner. So it was wonderful towards the end of our visit. Not only this visit was, you know, like we traveled to the Uttarakhand, but this was towards the end of various visit fellowships, which began from visiting Kolkata in February. So it was kind of back to back, somehow it became like that, back to back visiting. And it was really good that God blessed us with a really relaxed, enjoyable time. And God put this idea in Nozomi that let's stay at this hotel. And initially I was thinking, just evening time, and then morning we will leave for the final fellowship, which is about hour and a half away. But then that idea became better and better, and it was really fantastic, great time we were able to have. And yesterday, April 1st, we visited Pritipal and Rupa's Leaders Fellowship. Initially, they were saying that there would be about 60 believers, leaders will participate. However, it became like 150 believers came, so the hotel people have to step up with like a lunch program or snack. Like they had a, because people came from different places far away, so they serve tea and snack time. So hotel, like kitchen had to work harder and for lunch to serve that many people. Initially the plan was around 60. This fellowship had believers from a lot of rural area, from villages, local, that kind of believers. So a lot of signs, wonders, and miracles. A lot of them are not highly educated, but knows a lot about the life, agriculture. Yeah, a lot of them are, they have their farm, agriculture, work, but they turn to the living God. As always, it began with one laborer kind of person, and God brought to that laborer person such as should be saved, such as should be healed, delivered. So a lot of healing, deliverance. One of the persons who came, he had severe cancer, and what they told was that his chest, it kind of ballooned, puffed up outwards with pus, cancerous things, and the doctor, hospital, they told him that there would not be now any hope. But somehow they heard about this fellowship and they started to attend or met a believer. Exactly that detail I didn't know. And since their language, they're speaking Hindi but with their local accent, so certain things I couldn't get. But anyway, he was healed, but he was recovering. So this person came after the fellowship, met with the family, and I encouraged them further. And there are many who wanted to talk to me after the fellowship. Actually, one person asked me that she wanted to just speak with me. So I and her went to a balcony. This balcony was quite large and connected to the meeting conference or meeting room where we had the fellowship. So we walked out. Then people start coming to that place. And so I was able to just speak with them. And some of them wanted me to minister healing and so forth. And during the fellowship, while Nozomi was sharing with real power, fire, then evil spirit started cry out, like that kind of thing also took place. They knew their time had come, you know, like that. So, like Jesus was in the synagogue and he taught, preached, and the evil spirit cried out like that. But we knew all these things, so we just continue to focus, ministering, speaking, teaching, and these people get healed after some time, just the spirit left. So these many of them who came, now they became ones, like laborers, one. Began with one person who had received the inspiration, encouragement from his leader and had the determination, hope, direction, and believed that harvest was plenteous, and laborers, believe for the laborers, God to equalize the laborers, like that. And God's working, God knows exactly how to get people saved, set free. Whoever was ready, they were healed. They came to know the living God. So these individuals who came, they came to know God that way. A lot of them had sicknesses, evil spirit, oppression, possession, and also financial challenges. But they heard God's truth. God sent his word and deliver them and heal them and deliver them from destruction. So that was really nice final day fellowship. Little different from other fellowships. Other fellowships, they were a little more mature, or of course they were rural people also in other ones. But this last fellowship, it was newer. Believers are newer. And so in that way, we were very blessed to see them. Now we are on our way. A nice highway. Behind us is mountain range. But as we go further, we will not be able to see the mountains. So, okay, that's what I want to share this evening.
Like Dad was sharing about our last fellowship. And the whole trip has been really, really productive, very good. Thanks to God that, you know, He is the one who is orchestrating our life to make it exciting and fun, just like F.A. was saying, you know, life with God is definitely not boring. Jesus Christ did not live a boring life, for sure. And God doesn't want that for us either. And once we make that decision to walk with Him and to trust Him, then He brings the right thing our way. And the best part is that even to do God's work, you know, He's the one who speaks through our mouth. He's the one who brings us the laborer. He is the one who brings the right opportunity, right thing for us to do. So there's no pressure on us, unlike what it is like for the rest of the world. You have to do something about it. You know, if there's a problem, I need to do something. I need to fix it. I need to come up with a solution. But with God, we give God, you know, whatever it is that we desire, we give Him, our cast our care to Him, and then we trust that God is able. He's willing and He's able to make all things good for me and make all of His grace abound toward me. So when I know this as a fact, then a very different kind of life becomes evident for me, and I get to experience and live that kind of life. So I've been seeing that, and you know, so far this year, many, many exciting things that God really brought to me for me to do, and also to be able to speak and fellowships. We had a very packed schedule, 5 days of fellowships every day with different believers and different setting, different things. But each time I also saw, you know, like, because how much can I say with my own, like, ability? Maybe, you know, one day I'll share something and then the next day, would I share the same thing? Or, you know, that, like, in my own ability, it might be like that. But, for example, even these stand-up comedians who do their sets in different, you know, shows they have that they sell tickets for, they will do the same show. So they're doing the same jokes in each of these shows. So if you end up seeing this comedian in one city and then you book his show in another city, then he'll have a name title for the show. So it's no point in going for it again. It's the same thing. But with God, thanks to God, he gives us fresh things, you know. With Dad, like, I travel with him a lot and I get to hear, because everybody wants Dad to share. But each time something new comes out, something, you know, some new point, you know, emerges that really encourages and really builds up our faith. And that's really because he speaks by the Spirit of God. So he encourages us to do the same. And I saw each fellowship God gives me also something new, which even I get surprised by while sharing. Where did that come from? But God is the one who is speaking. So it's not me, but God. So God is able to give something new each time. And like he was sharing about yesterday's fellowship, there were newer believers. So during my sharing and also during Dad's sharing, the devil spirits were really crying and bothered. They were really bothered. And yeah, but like, I think in my sharing, maybe I did say at one point that this person is delivered or something, and now devil spirit to get out. And then after, I think, a minute or something, she was calm and she was sitting down and listening. And so thanks to God, that lady is also now completely delivered. And then as Dad was sharing about how somebody wanted to speak with him, so he went out to the balcony and I stayed back in and I kind of waited for him to come back in. But as I was waiting, there were some people that came to me during that time because he was not there. So they ended up coming and talking to me. And some of them are very key kind of people. I like God showed me. And then I encourage them that, you know, God has great works, great plans, and it's not about the quantity of people that we want to have, 10,000 people, but really, as Jesus Christ encouraged, to pray for the laborers, you know. So that's what we want. We want quality, that one quality laborer who God brings to us, and then through them, things just take off. It happens very swiftly. God's truth runs very swiftly. So I got the opportunity to share certain things, and also some people that were newer wanted some healing ministering, so I was able to do that, and they came with faith, so they got healed and they left healed. And then one girl, younger girl, while I was talking to 5-6 other people, they brought this maybe she was 21, 20, like that. And she was possessed by a devil spirit. And the devil spirit was acting out. And so they brought her to me as I was sharing with the other 5-6 people. And she was really like making all these, you know, sounds, noises, and crying. And like she was possessed and the devil spirit was crying and making certain sounds. So I wasn't really like rebuking or anything, but I think, I don't remember exactly what I said, but at that moment I just said, okay, now today this girl is also completely delivered. And I said a few more things, and then after that I was inspired and I asked, what is her name? So they told me, her name is Bhavna. So I started speaking to Bhavna. I said, Bhavna, you are healed. From this day on, this devil spirit cannot trouble you anymore. So as soon as I used her name and I said this, these words, there was a complete switch in the person, you know. The devil spirit left and the crying and shouting, all of that stopped right that moment. I saw the immediate shift and her eyes closed. And then I started speaking more words to Bhavna. I said that, Bhavna, you have authority. You know, you are a daughter of God. And from now on, God wants to give you a very great life. He has great plans for you. And this devil spirit has no authority over you. And just spoke these words. And then this girl, she kind of like very gently, like not like fell down, but like sat slowly on the floor and then kind of lied down and very like relaxed. You know how sometimes when you are very tired from something and then all of a sudden you get a chance to rest? That's the position that she kind of came in. And then I just told some of the other believers, give her some water because, you know, it's been a warmer day. She should hydrate. And they gave her water. And then after that, she was completely okay. So that was very encouraging for me also to see how immediately just the devil spirits, how they obey, you know, they obey us. And what Jesus Christ, he also encouraged his disciples, you know, to heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devil spirits. We have this power and authority, and thank God I didn't have to go through a big, I don't know, training program to be able to do this, you know, because in the physical five senses it seems like a very difficult, impossible thing. Or but God said, you know, like Jesus Christ also spoke with great boldness, and he said, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and doesn't doubt in his heart but believes that whatever he says will come to pass, he will have whatsoever he says. So this is a very important principle that through Jesus Christ God has revealed to us. And it's for whosoever, so it's covering every single person in this whole universe. It doesn't matter your background, it doesn't matter your qualification, how old you are or how much you know, but it's about your conviction and your boldness and confidence and how you speak with no doubt. You know, we have no doubt because God is the one backing me in this situation. So when I'm even dealing with a very difficult thing, a difficult devil spirit, maybe like Dad used this example yesterday. He was encouraging somebody else about someone who kept getting the devil spirit back or something, like he would get healed or this person would get healed, and then sometime later again that person would get bothered. So one thing that Dad encouraged was the mind, you know, like in the mind for this person who is getting healed, to really know that God has healed me, and to be, you know, really sure about this one thing. And another thing was that we don't have to fear, you know, the devil spirit, because an example that he used, you know, a balloon, there are some balloons that can be very big in size. They appear really, really large, but what's inside the balloon? It's nothing, you know, it's air. You take a little needle and you know, poke the balloon, it's gonna, you know, completely lose everything. I mean, it's gonna not be that size even anymore. So that's how we look at, you know, even devil spirits or any problem, any situation, you know, that appears to be very threatening, dangerous or serious. But we know in the spiritual realm where we are seated in the heavenlies, we are seated on God's right hand, we have great power and authority with God. So we have authority over all of these things. And as I speak with my mouth, everything, all of these things that are in this world have to obey me, because I am a daughter of God, the Most High God, the creator of heavens and the earth. So So everything has to obey my order. So we, when we know this, when we are, you know, sure of this in our heart, and then God is the one who also helps us get confident in that, bold in that. Even for that, God is the one, He is encouraging us to have the right kind of mindset, the right thoughts. So we just move, you know, one day at a time, one step at a time. And then as we go through us, through our lives, many, many people will get to see the true light that people are really hungry for, thirsty for. Everybody wants this. Everybody wants this kind of life, this kind of abundance of peace, joy, even financially, and, you know, in time, and all health, all of these things. God says, I have given to you in great abundance, because you are in the heavenlies. Everything is great in God's heavenly kingdom. So we can now begin to manifest that heavenly life here on earth. We don't have to wait for Jesus Christ to come back, but the devil has to be really waiting for Jesus Christ to come back, because we are declaring and we are manifesting the heavenly kingdom here on earth. And through us, this whole world will be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth, which is God's desire, or God's great desire for everybody to be set free from, you know, the devil's rule and authority, and the terrible life that he tries to impose on people. But God has now chosen us for great purpose. And through our mouth, God brings those life-giving words, you know, hope-giving words that bring great impact, great change. So thanks to God that he has chosen us for this great life and made it so easy for us to walk in this. And I'm very, very thankful and very excited for even many more things that God has in store, and He will continue to do many, many great things through each one of us as we give God that desire, ready heart. He's the one who brings things to pass. So we can sit back, enjoy the five-star luxury life that God has, you know, for us every single day. So thanks to God, and I'll share this much. God bless you.
Jesus Christ also for the ultimate sacrifice and bringing us closer to God, and now God is the Father because of His accomplished work. And while Nozomi was sharing, I was reminded of this person who visited me previously the last weekend, and she was telling me about many, many things. Of course, I know the testimony of how God healed her and her son from the devil spirit problems and everything. So, but every time, like when she would come, she would share about how she had suffered for many, many years, and now she's enjoying this more than abundant life and this wonderful life with God. Makes me look at things of how easy it is, like, and how God has given us this power and authority, and how much the devil wanted to come to pass. So on Saturday, as I have a home fellowship, my mom, she was visited by these two ladies who were sitting in the living room, and I joined the fellowship, and I had this lady and her son who lives in the village, which is like 150 miles from my house. They live in a different state, but they came to visit me the same day, the day of the fellowship, so ended up being together in the living room, all of us. And this lady came to know the truth back in 2019, when her son I think I've shared this testimony before, but I'll just share it in brief. When her son was very, very sick and was unconscious for 7 days consecutive, did not have a grain of food or a drop of water. So she did not know the truth, and she and her husband had a runaround. I went everywhere, to the shamans, to the witch doctors, to the hospitals, everywhere, but to no avail. Could not get the son to wake up. Was seeing the son lose his life in front of her, and was trying to, like, this time when she came, she was telling me that she was trying to put a drop of water, like spoon, a spoonful of water in the mouth, but the son, even though he was unconscious, but every time she would try to put water in his mouth so that he can at least have like maybe his throat and everything wet, because of he didn't have water also for the past 7 days. So that the son used to clench his teeth, and the water would also not go inside the mouth. So she was telling me, back then we didn't know what the problem is. And then she used to pray to the gods and goddesses, whatever she believed at the time, and used to fear whatever this power is. Please release my son. Please let him live. So when she, Nozomi was talking about fear, you know, like we don't have to fear. It's like a big balloon. Inside there is nothing. But those who don't know, they think of this big balloon as something really big and a very powerful thing. But really, you know, the devil spirits are nothing. And somehow this woman and her husband, like, got connected to me. At the time, 2019, I had started doing my home fellowship. I just began, started off with my house and just prayed to God, okay, God, this one person, whoever is hungry, whoever is ready. So even though these people were total strangers to me, but I had somebody visit my house and attend a fellowship, and he saw, like, something, whatever. God encouraged him to connect me with them in the village, and over the phone I spoke to them. God gave me the encouraging words to share, and also ministered to the son while he was still unconscious over the phone. Just rebuke, cast out the devil spirit. So the son woke up right away, like within just 1 hour he was healed and everything was okay. So this whole family got delivered on that day, particular day. And they came to visit me the next weekend, the next fellowship. That's when it happened, and other devil spirits manifested after you woke up. They said, we will leave, our time is over, this house has become a house of worship, the spirit of God has now arrived here. All these things the devil spirit said before leaving. So the devil spirit left the son, and there were devil spirit inside the mom also. Which continued to manifest also, like even when she came to my fellowship next week, like this weekend, there was some devil spirit that still appeared, because still she was fearing. She was thinking, oh, whatever the problem was, were powerful. So, but, you know, continued to fellowship with God, like continued to listen from God and hear the living word. So whatever the remnant was also got removed. And the fear, like in the scripture it says, perfect love casts out fear. So the perfect love that we receive from God, this spirit of God that now dwells in us, and we come to an understanding of how much God loves us, that he has made us sit at his right hand, that we are now seated in power and authority, and now we speak and everything, like in this whole creation, it will obey. So she came to know all this wonderful truth, and was completely, like, gotten rid of the devil spirit. So this weekend, this last Saturday when she came, she was being so thankful and was telling me, actually, she was telling her life story in front of these two ladies who had come to visit my mom. And these two ladies came from a legalistic background, like my mom had been has been trying to tell her about the truth. And my mom sometimes encouraged me also, like, you share with them. But God made my work easier because I did not have to do any explaining, any preaching to do. Because I don't like to speak when I'm not inspired. I just kind of want to listen more. So that time when this lady from the village who has no education, no background of schooling or no, you know, experience of being in a church or read any scriptures, this lady is talking about manifesting power. Now, through her, many, many cases of how devil spirits have left from people, and she has ministered to so many people, have gotten healed, and now the fellowships have started in her village, and sharing about all of this. And these two ladies who came to visit my mom, they were listening, and they got their questions answered. Like, for them to know that, you know, we don't really have to read a lot, prepare ourselves, and like, please God, God is well pleased in us already. That's why He sent His only begotten Son to die for us. And God loves us the most. So they were very, like, clear answers that even they got, even like for me also to see how God works. It is His work. And then this lady from the village who came with her son was telling me, she brought some plantain to bless me, homegrown. And she was telling me how her harvest fields are ready right now, harvest crop is ready. But she is now so blessed, abundantly, you know, flowing with God's blessings, that she has employed these two laborers who are currently working in fields to harvest the crop. There was a time when her son was sick, initially in 2019, and even earlier than that, they went without food because the time and money was all being spent on the son because he was not well. So they had no time for farming, they had no time for the cattle, for the milking, for whatever. And whatever little money came through this husband's income went to all these witch doctors, shamans, and people who were trying to heal the son. But again, they were not being productive in that. So she was telling me how the life has switched. Now her storage, where they store the grains, the crop of the land, is already full from the previous year's crop. I haven't been able to consume that still, and the market, they have already sold a lot of stuff, but still there is so much remaining. And now the new year is here, and the new crop harvest is ready, and it's being harvested. While it is being done, she is free in time. She is free to come visit me and honor God. So that really blessed me to see how really God wants this more than abundant life to manifest in real time. And how the enemy also, the devil also, he is the enemy of our soul. He was not even letting the boy drink a drop of water. That's how much he hates the human soul. He wants the man to die without getting saved. And here God, such as should be saved. Nobody can take a single person away from God's hand. If that person is ready, God knows how to send His word and deliver the person. So I was being so thankful, and now this lady is telling me about how there are hungry people also coming to the fellowship. She was telling me about this one particular lady who walked from one village, which is several miles away, walked all the way to join the fellowship because of whatever condition, circumstances she was in. So I could tell like a hungry person, only a hungry person would do that. So she was telling me of how there was one time that she herself was not having a good life, but now with this wonderful good life, God is really making her like a vessel for His glory, that this life is now passing on to others and making their lives better. So this woman is able to minister to others, is able to share the word of God, speak by the Spirit, and really like spread this good news with the help of God everywhere. So for us to have a fellowship like that, it wasn't really planned. She just wanted to come visit me, and I somehow gave her the date to come, and the fellowship happened in a perfect way, where even the people who had questions there and questions got answered. I got super blessed to meet this lady who got saved in 2019, and who is a very strong leader, laborer God has sent. And I want to really thank our teacher, Mrs. Sangapens, for teaching this really, really important key principle, that you ask for this one person, you know, the harvest is plenteous, it truly is. And the laborers, you know, you ask the Lord of the harvest, the laborers of you. So I remember on my trip to Nepal, I was looking at this harvest, like all, it really looks like a harvest of people. I was looking at that, and in my mind I had this question, wow, this all started with this one person. Whoever this one person got saved, all this multitude was hidden in that one person. So that truly, and it was around that time only when he shared that God will give that one person, he will send that one person to you. So when I came back and I was just sitting in my house alone, I didn't know about this one person. So just went to God, okay, God, I am here. Whoever this one person is, you sent. So God sent that one person who connected me with these people from the village. And they got delivered. I did not have to meet them. I did not even have to be physically present. Just over the phone. Like, for something to happen like that, it took my level of faith to a point, like to, like just, cross the roof. That Jesus Christ said, these works that I do, you shall do also. He made such a true statement, because at the time there were no phones. When Jesus Christ was ministering to people, there were no phones. And if today there is a technology, so I can do a greater work. I can minister to somebody over the phone and it will be done, because through this phone also, the word, the powerful, mighty word of God, it will go. And for a person who is ready, such as should be saved, person who is hungry for those living word, he receives by faith, it is going to be done right away. So that's exactly what happened, and it encouraged me that the devil spirits over there were so tormented. They were the ones who were tormenting them, but just within a few seconds, it all turned around and they were tormented. They were screaming, they were leaving, they were like, our time is over. The word of God has arrived. The word has arrived here. So God made it clear to them, for those who are getting delivered, that see, this is what the problem was, and this is why they are leaving now, because God is with you. And now this house will be a house of worship. So they declared before leaving that this is how it is going to be. So they know the potential of this one person that God sends. This is what is going to happen through this one person. Worship, a lot of deliverance, and now there is no entry. We cannot come back. We are like gone for good. So pack your bags, leave now. So I mean, I go back to, like, God really brings me, you know, this encouragement all the time, because I always want to be hot for God's kingdom. I really want to serve Him all the days of my life, because He's the one who's chosen me. He's the one who's called me in this tremendous truth, and has made me a vessel for His glory. So that's something which really blessed me the past few days. And this, yes, there are many, many more things but in a different time and share. So that's something which I wanted to share, and my desire is to share the word of God in the ends of the world, be a witness for His glory, because God has made me the light of the world. Then all of you who are present here, we are equally shining bright for His glory. So my desire is to share this wonderful message, this truth, in the uttermost part of the world, in the corners of the world. So God bless you all.